Last time we started discussing the Gemara and the Kufta Zayin Amid Beis, which talks about that Resuma is Chayev in Hagadah or not. The Gemara quotes Rav Acha bar Yaakov's Shita that Suma is Potter in Hagadah. And then the Gemara says that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes used to read the Haggadah for their B'nai Bayis. It seems like it's a stira. How could that be? The Gemara answers that they held Matzah B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan. And if Matzah B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan, presumably Sipri Tzitzis HaShem is D'Rabbanan as well. And somehow that enables the Suma to be Motzi HaSarabim Yidei Chavasim. It's unclear how. We'll have to get to that. But that's what the Gemara is assuming. In fact, the Gemara, Rav Acha bar Yaakov also holds Matzah B'zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan. So why is he machmir? So Zof the Gemara, Rav Acha holds that kol tikkun rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikkun. That Suma is potter, presumably min haTorah from the Pasuk. So kol tikkun rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikkun. Even b'zman hazeh that matzah is drabbanan, Rav Acha holds that the Suma is still going to be potter, and therefore he can't be motzi hasarab midei chavos. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, Mestama, they also hold kol tikkun rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikkun. So the Gemara comes around to say that maybe they deny the whole drasha. They hold Suma is chayav. They hold that there is no such drasha. There's no drasha to pata the Suma. So therefore, they claim that the Suma is going to be chayav. And if he's chayav, so then he'll be able to be motzi the B'nai Bayis as well. Basically, what comes out of the sugi is that the question as to whether a Suma is chayiv and hagod or not is a function of two different things. Firstly, whether you darshan xereshova of zeze, b'neinu ze sorer umore, prat l'sumin, b'neinu ze, they have to be able to point to him, bavur ze, so if you darshan the drosha ze, if you darshan the xereshova zeze, so then perhaps Suma is going to be potter. So that's one of the shaylas in the Gemara. Do you darshan that xereshova? If you don't, then there's nothing to even talk about. The other question that you have to address is, even if Matzav is Manaseh D'Rabbanan, even if Sipri Tzitzis HaShem is D'Rabbanan, do we say Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ken D'Raisa Tikun in this context? If we do say Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ken D'Raisa Tikun, so then Mistama the Suma could be Potter if you dash in the Xereshova. If you deny Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ken D'Raisa Tikun, even if you hold of the Xereshova, since Matzah is only the Rabbanan, Tzipi Tzitzis HaShem will also only be the Rabbanan, so then the Suma will be able to be motzi other people in Hagod. We started discussing last time the fundamental question, why do you need a Pasuk to part of the Suma? What's the need for the Pasuk? The Pasuk presupposes that the Suma should be Chayiv in Hagod, and now I need a Gzera Shova, I need a Gzera Sakasov to tell me that he's going to be Potter. Who says that the Suma is chayiv to begin with? There happens to be a machlokas tanoim where the Suma is chayiv in mitzvahs or potter for mitzvahs. So if you go like the chachamim meila, then I understand it's nicha that I need a pasuk because the chacham hold the Suma is chayiv in mitzvahs. He's no different than anyone else. But if you take Rabbi Yehuda's shita, if you assume the Suma is potter min mitzvahs min haTorah, so what do I need the pasuk for bichlal? So the Mordechai in Megillah has two days. The first day is the taka from here. We have a raya. Like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda, that Suma is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, that's why I need a Gzera Sakosov to part to him. But then the Mordechai wants to suggest that no, maybe Taka, even Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, I need a Gzera Shava, I need the Gzera Sakosov to part to him. Aye, but he's Potem in HaTorah anyway? No, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv Midrabbonin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Suma is a Chayiv Midrabbonin, even if Minatorah is Potem. If Acha is quoting the Gzera Shava to pata the Suma, even mid Rabbanan from Sipri Tzir Tzitzrayim. Gzera Shava, the Rabbanan, what's going on over here? So apparently it's not really a Pasuk, it's not a real Drosha Gemurah, according to this day in the Mordechai, it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma. It's an Asmachta Ba'alma to say that even though Rabbi Yehuda normally is Mechayev Asuma mid Rabbanan, but here he's going to be Potter even on a Rabbanan level. That's how the Mordechai learns. Shiny awesome the midrabbanan and nami potter, afal pide isle matzah bezmanah zeh derabbanan. And if matzah bezmanah zeh derabbanan, the suma should be able to be motzi. The suma should have some kind of a chiyuv. So after v'acha, nein, the suma has no chiyuv. He's potter lagamri. He's potter lagamri. So comes the big dayeshan and explains what's the Mordechai talking about. The big dayeshan Osvav says, la olam emalach. Da'ina suma chayiv ela midrabanan. V'hod is b'chrabav. Where's the lifter also? Hainu mishum de'iya potter af midrabanan. Umebi akosav. Maybe a kosov leasmachta ba'alma. He's not bringing the pasuk to say that there's a deraisa that the suma is potter min haTorah. No, leasmachta ba'alma to say that he's potter even on the level of the rabbanan. This comment of the Mordechai is making a major assumption, and that is that when Rabbi Huda says that a suma is potter min haMitzvahs, he's talking on a deraisa level. He never meant to potter a suma completely. He's talking on a daraisa level. Midrabanan, he's still is chayiv. That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara Bava Kama says Rabbi Yehuda patur a suma min haMitzvahs. He quotes a pasuk. But where does the Mordechai come off to say this? So the truth is, it's not just the Mordechai. There are many Rishonim that assume like this as well. The Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chav Dalid. The Mishnah Megillah says suma pori says shema matargim. The idea of Paris al-Hashma, the Mishnah Megillah, and the previous Davan Avchav Gimel Rambay says that it can only be Paris al-Hashma if you have a minion. Paris al-Hashma means if someone comes late to Shul, so then a person can get up. If you have a minion that haven't said the Birchas Kriya Shema yet, so one person can get up and he can say Baruchu, and he can say the Birchas Kriya Shema, and he can be Motzi, those individuals who were not Yotze previously, but Tzibu. So comes the Mishnah here on Daf Chav Dalet, and he says the Suma, the Tanakama, the Suma can be Paris al Hashma. Rabbi Yehuda says that if he's lo ra ma'oros mi yamav, if he never saw light, he never saw ma'oros, so then he can't be Paris al Hashma. Presumably because the brach of Yotzer ha-ma'oros can only be recited if someone saw light, someone was nene from the or. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Suma was never nene from the or, then he can't be Paris HaLashma. Machlokas Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Suma can be Paris HaLashma. So all the Rishonim ask, Rabbi Yehuda says that if he never saw light, then he can't be Paris HaLashma. Stama, we're talking about a Suma, right? A Suma who's not seeing light now. So what's the chiluk, whether he saw Ma'oros Miyamav or not? Rabbi Yehuda patas a suma for mitzvahs. If he's pater for mitzvahs, he can't be motzi others anyway. He can't be paris al hashma. Tosfos says kasha dahar Rabbi Yehuda who the amar beperak achov suma pater mikol mitzvahs im kain iar yachav a suma afilu ra ma'oros v'nistam nami. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that if he's lo ra ma'oros miyama then he can't be paris al hashma? Even if he's ra ma'oros, it doesn't matter. The fact that he's a suma now. Let's say he's ra ma'oros and he's nisma. He became a suma later. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's part of an amitzus. He's part of an amitzus. He can't be paris al hashma. It's very strange. So he says the Yerushalmi explains we're not talking about a suma. We're talking about someone who really can see, but he's never seen light. What does that mean? Yerushalmi says maybe he lived bebayis ofel. He was always bebayis ofel. He was always in a dark house. Very strange. Very strange case. But that's what Yerushalmi says. Then maybe we're talking about someone who's not a suma. Rabbi Yehuda holds like a suma is part of an amitzvah, but here we're not talking about a suma. We're talking about either someone who never saw ma'oros, he was in a bias ofel, or someone who did see ma'oros, but we're not talking about a regular suma. So according to the Yerushalmi, there's no kasha to begin with, but that's very shver. Our Gemara, the Bavli clearly is not assuming like that. So what's the answer? The Od Yesh Lomer says Tos is the Mayri Shape Besuma V'Hada Patrina Nosam Suma Hainu Min HaTorah. Avol Midrabanan Miyachay. Tafilu Nestama Mishanola. Tosfos says even Rabbi Yehuda who patas Asuma Min HaMitzvahs, that's Min HaTorah. Midrabanan, he's certainly Chayef. Midrabanan, he's certainly Chayef. So we could be talking about Asuma, someone who became Asuma later in life. Rabbi Yehuda would say, as long as he saw Ma'oros at some point, as long as he saw light at some point in his life, then he can be motzi, he can be paris al hashma, even if right now he's a suma. Rabbi Yehuda patas a suma min haMitzvahs, midrabanan, he says that he's going to be chayav. Why would the chachamim patar a suma? Why would the chachamim be mechayav a suma? Chayav midrabanan shlo yehekin nochri zok tosfos shlo yehekin nochri v'lo yehe noeg bodas Yehudi klal. What, the Suma is going to be potem in HaMitzvahs? He's not going to do any mitzvahs. He's going to look like a guy. He's not going to look like a Jew. The Chazal didn't want the Suma not to look like a Yid. So therefore they say, even though Minatori is not chayav in mitzvahs, they're going to be mechayav him mitzvahs. Let him do mitzvahs so that he'll look like a Jew. He'll be noig b'das Yehudis. The lo domi l'noshim, the pturim mi mitzvahs haseh shehazman grama. Noshim in mitzvahs haseh shehazman grama apata legamri. And we don't find that the Chachamim made it a chi of midrabbanan for noshim. The pata, so this epis by Suma, they said he's chai of midrabbanan. Noshim apata for mitzvahs haseh shehazman grama afilu me'osin she'ina nela midrabbanan. We need a special mechayev for women in those mitzvahs drabanan that they're chayevin. So why are women part of the mitzvahs legami? Chazal should have been mechayev them too, just like they're mechayev as suma. So haynu taima say tosu shafilu nifter also mikol mitzvahs asay sheazman grama mikol akabadayin yesh le mitzvahs rabbos. Noshim have a lot of other mitzvahs. They have mitzvahs asay shalo azman grama. Gemara in Kiddushin enumerates all the mitzvahs, mezuzah, and maika, and Hashem HaSaved, and Shiluach HaKen. There are a lot of mitzvahs that are not dependent on time. So women have other mitzvahs to do. So they'll be knowing, but as Yehudas, they won't look like goyim. But Suma, if we're going to pata the Suma, min HaTorah, and Chazal are not going to put a chiyav on the Suma, so then he's going to look like a goy. He's not going to be knowing, but Torah is Yehudi. So therefore Chazal gave him a chiyav the Rabbah. Tosus in Rosh Hashanah offers another answer why Chazal were Mechayev Midrabanan, Mechayev Besuma Midrabanan. What's the other answer? Anyone? What's the answer of Tosus in Rosh Hashanah? Well, if Ima Shepirashnu, the Suma Chayev Midrabanan, Visha Petura, Yeshli Tentam Badavar. The Suma is a min who is a bar chayuva. He's a man. Every ish is chayiv in mitzvahs. So since the min of the Suma is a min of bar chayuva, so Chazal don't want there to be a confusion. This one is going to be doing mitzvahs and that one's not going to be doing mitzvahs. It doesn't make any sense. Right? Chazal want there to be a uniformity so that it looks like people are doing mitzvahs. He is a Suma, but people are going to confuse. They're going to confuse the circumstances. So Chazal said that a Suma, if his min is a bar chayuva, midrabbanan, he should be chayav mitzvahs. But Isha is different. Isha and Isha are different. So there's no confusion that's going to arise. Everyone realizes that an Isha is different than an Ish. So therefore Chazal did not give them a chayav of the rabbanan, even in the mitzvahs that they're part of. Okay, so this is the source. One of the sources in the Rishonim for this Yisod, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who partes a summa from Mitzvahs Min HaTorah, Midrabanan, he still agrees that the summa is going to be chayv. So that's the Mordechai's point. Rav Acha has to bring the posuk. It's not really a drasha. It's really an asmachta ba'alma. It's a posuk to part of the summa from Hagodah Midrabanan, to part of him legamri. Because you would say that even Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the summa is a chiyuv of the Rabbanan, kamash malon, that by Hagodah is going to be put. Why should this be true? Rabbi Yehuda says that according to the Chachamim, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that the Chachamim are going to be Mechayev Midrabanan, the Mechayev Asuma Midrabanan. He's Potem in the Torah, now he has a Chiyuv of Drabanan. The logic I get, why they did that, I understand. It's Mino Bar Chiyuva. We want it to be Noeg B'Torah Yehudas. That's fine, that's great. But where do the Chachamim get the koach to do such a thing? How can the Chachamim invent this Issa Rabbanan for the Summa? What's the Turi Evans Kash? You know, all the Rabbanans come from Lo Sosser. Did you have to listen to the Chachamim? Lo Sosser is a mitzvah, Lo Sasser. So if you tell me that a Summa is potter from all mitzvahs deraisa, so how can it be chayiv in a mitzvah Rabbanan? The mitzvah Rabbanan comes from a mitzvah deraisa, comes from a mitzvah Lo Sasser, Lo Sosser. So Frek the Turi Evans, Tosus gives a background, he gives a reasoning as to why the Chachamim would want to be Mechayev the Summa Midrabanan. But how does it work? Lo Sosser is a mitzvah Slosase, and all the Rabbanans are based on that Losase. If the Summa is part of from all mitzvahs Staraisa, so how can he be Chayev Midrabanan and mitzvahs? This is the Turi Evans Kasha. And adds the Turi Evan, don't tell me that there's a precedent. I have a precedent. I have an individual who's potter from mitzvahs min HaTorah, midrabanan, he's chayav mitzvahs. Who's that? Hakatan, exactly a kivan. Katan. Katan misham chinuch. Chazal give him a chiyuv midrabanan. He's patam in a Torah. Patam in a Torah lagamri, and yet there's a chiyuv midrabanan. Zok the Torah, don't bring me a raya from Katan to Suma. Katan is totally different than Suma. Because Katan doesn't have a chiyuv midrabanan, says the Torah. That's a pretty big assumption. That's what the Torah Yevon says. The father, the parent, is chayev to be mechanech his child, who's the katan. But the katan doesn't have a chayev midrabanan. Whose shita is that? Remember? Rafi? Ramban, exactly. Ramban, Melchamas Hashem, Brochus. Ramban says that chinuch is not mechayev the katan midrabanan, it's mechayev the parent. Katan does the mitzvahs because the parent has to be margulis child in mitzvahs. It's not mechayev the katan at all. So Zok to Tori Evan, don't bring me a raya from cotton, because cotton is not a mechuyev bedavar. But you want to say that the Suma midrabanan has a chiyuv? So he is mechuyev bedavar. How can that be? Lo Sasser is the mokar for all mitzvahs derabanan. If a Suma is potter for mitzvahs deraisa, so where do mitzvahs derabanan even come from to the Suma? It's the Tori Evan's kasha. So comes the Tori Evan and he says, you have to add another prat to this shtickle Torah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min haTorah Suma is part of the mitzvahs. Midrabanan, he holds that the Suma has a chiyuv of mitzvahs. But where does that come from? It comes from the fact that even Rabbi Yehuda never meant to say that min haTorah Suma is part of all mitzvahs. He meant to say a Suma is part of mitzvahs asay, not for mitzvahs lo sasay. For mitzvahs lo sasay, the Suma is chayiv mitzvahs lo sasay. Suma is chayiv in lo sasay. So you can't eat chazim, you can't eat nevela, you can't do he can't do malacha on Shabbos. That he's chayev in. Mitzvah sasei, the Suma is potter in Rabbi Yehuda says, but not for mitzvahs lo sasei. So the Torah Yevon, if the Suma is chayev, mitzvahs lo sasei, lo sasei is bechlal mitzvahs lo sasei. So that explains where he can get a chiyuv midrabanan in mitzvahs, even in mitzvahs sasei. Lo sasei is a mitzvahs lo sasei. Rabbi Yehuda admits that the Suma is chayev in mitzvahs lo sasei. So therefore, the Chacham of the Poach to be misakin that the Suma will be chayev in mitzvahs derabanan. We'll be chayev in mitzvahs deraisa on a derabanan level, and we'll be chayev in mitzvahs derabanan too. This is the yesod of the Torah Yevon. So the plot thickens. We said Rabbi Yehuda holds the Suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs. Yes, Ephraim, you have a question.
The fact that he's that is kind of moderate,
no, it's not enough because lavim abeshevi al tasa. Meaning, if he's not gonna violate lavim, so it's not gonna be nicker to people that he's different from a guy. If he puts on tefillin, if he sits in a sukkah, if he does something b'kum v'asei. Right, to be mevatel, we talked last week, to be misbatel from a mitzvah asay, that's b'shevi al tasa. Not to do a mitzvah slos asay, that's passive. Right? But to observe a mitzvah slos asay, that's passive, right? It's interesting. Right? So the fact that, so if a suma is nizer and mitzvah slos asay, that doesn't show that he's not a guy. He's just not doing things that would demonstrate that he's a guy. Right? To eat chazi. He's not eating chazi, he's not eating nevela. So that's not going to prove anything, but if he does something positive, so then that will show that he's not acting like a god. So it's fascinating, right? We start off, we say, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Suma is potter min ha-mitzvah. So we think he's potter from all mitzvahs. So comes Tosfos in different places and points out that can't be. The Suma certainly has a chi of midrabanan in mitzvahs, but comes the Torah Yevon and adds even more to that, that in order to say that the Suma has a chi of midrabanan, you got to say that he's chayv mitzvahs lo sasei too. Because if he's not chayv in mitzvahs losa, say, where does it all come from? Where does it all come from? So this idea that a suma, even if he's potter min haTorah for mitzvahs, that means mitzvahs asay, not mitzvahs losa asay. This is a yesod that many achronim have. The Prima Gadim has this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has it. Many of the achronim have this. I just gave you one example. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Shulchan Aruch Yeridei and Siman Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei. In Hilchas Shechita, in Siman Aleph, Halacha Tes, Suma lo yishchod lechatchila, Elim ken achayim roen also v'mshachat shchita asuk sherev. The halach is lechatchil asuma shouldn't shecht. As you can understand, there could be a problem. The shchita might not be a shchita ksheira. He can't see what he's doing. If others are watching, so then it's permissible. But im shachat shchita asuk sheira. The shchita is technically a shchita ksheira. If he does it properly, if you look, you look at the mokam ha-shchita and you see that he did it properly, so then the shchita is going to be a shchita ksheira. The B'kida Eger asked that if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yerucham is choshesh the halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, the summa potim and ha-mitzvahs. So how can you say b'di'evet the shchita summa is a shchita ksheira? Roy loma the shchita summa avi nevela kevin da'inam mitzuvah ala zvicha. If the summa is not mitzuvah on zvicha, it says v'zavachta v'achalta mishu by zvicha is chayiv in shchita. Someone who's a bar zvicha, someone who for whom he's muzer not to eat nevela, so he's a bar zvicha. But if the summa is not chayiv in mitzvah, he's not muzer not to eat nevela. So then, how is his shchita a shchita ksheira? He's not a bar zvicha. He's not a bar zvicha. So then he's not roy for shchita. How can it be? Zokter b'kiva eger. And you're a lead, the hadas sphere, le Rabbi Yehuda the summa potter, mi mitzvahs, haina rak mi mitzvahs hasei, avalo al halavim. Excuse me, avalo al halavim mitzuva, for asa lecha below shchita, umikri bar zvicha. Rabbi Yehuda admits that a summa is chayev belavim, so this is chayev belavim, he can't eat nevela, if he can't eat nevela, then he's a bar zvicha, and that's why, but together, the shchita is going to be a shchita ksheira. Just one example of Achronim who say Rabbi Yehuda admits that Asuma is Chayv and Mitzvah Losas. So these Chayv and Mitzvah Losas, we have the answer to the question that we raised. That how can the Chachamim be Mechayv, the Summa and Mitzvah Midrabanan? The answer is, he's Bechal Mitzvah Losas, so therefore Chazal have the Koach to be Mechayv from the Midrabanan. Now this works according to the Ramban, as Rafi pointed out. Right? The Ramban who says that there's no raya from Kotan. Ramban who says that a Kotan is not a mechuyev bedavar. So the fact that a Kotan is potam in a mitzvah, and yet he has a chiyev midrabanan, that's no raya because the Ramban holds there is no chiyev for the Kotan, it's a chiyev for the father. But we know that Tosus in many places claim that a Kotan does have a chiyev midrabanan midin chinuch. So if that's the case, doesn't the kasha of the Turiyevin come back, according to them? According to all the Rishonim, we'll say that there really is a chiyuv midrabanan for the katan midin chinuch. So then katan is the perfect example of someone who's not mitzvah mitzvahs at all. He's not bechlal lo sasser, and yet he has a chiyuv midrabanan. So what's the Torah even asking over here? But the summa, he's forced to say the summa has a chiyuv mitzvahs lo sasser, because if not, where does the chiyuv midrabanan come? Katan is the perfect example, according to Tosfos, according to those Rishonim who say that Katan is a chiyuv midrabanan, midin chinuch, and yet we know that a Katan doesn't have a chiyuv min haTorah, he doesn't have a chiyuv in mitzvah sasein, and mitzvah lo sasein. There's no chiyuv, he's not a bar chiyuv bechlal, so isn't he the perfect example? Doesn't the kasha of the Turiyevin come back according to Tosfos? That the Turiyevin asks, how can the summa bichayev midrabanan and mitzvahs, if he's not chayev min haTorah, if there's no losasa for the summa, so how can he be chayev and mitzvahs? So the kasha the Tori Evan comes back, according to Tosfos, how does he understand katan? How does he understand katan? Katan is a chayev midrabanan and mitzvahs midin chinuch, and yet, min haTorah, the katan doesn't have any chayev. Mistam and not a mitzvahs losasa either. So how do we understand katan? According to Tosfos. It's a bomb kasha. I thought long and hard about this kasha. What do you think? It's clear that Turi Evan's whole kasha is built on the fact that he's following the sheet of the Ramban. He's saying Katan is no raya to Summa because Katan doesn't have a chiyuv midrabanan, but a Summa does. But if you hold like Tosfos, Megillah, and other places, that a Katan has a chiyuv midrabanan midin chinuch also. So how do we understand this chiyuv? I thought maybe the answer is like this. A thought, Mori? I thought the answer, Akiva, you have something?
Yeah, Tosfos in Megillah, the answer is no. And then Tosfos says the Summa is a Kalo in the Bar Jaz, but a Katan doesn't have the same
No, but Tosis there is trying to figure out how Suma is better than a Katan. I'm saying if a Katan has a Chiyav Midrabanan, where does that Chiyav Midrabanan come from if a Katan is not Chayav in Mitzvahs Loses? That's the Kasha. Right? Tosis, we're going to get to that part of Tosis later. Yes, Ephraim. But he's not chayiv in mitzvahs losa say now. So where does the chiyuv midrabanan for the katan come from? Because he has the potential, so that's enough. That's enough. Even though now he doesn't have a chiyuv midrabanan, I hear that's an interesting idea. He's saying he's shayich to the losa say when he becomes a gadol. So because he's shayich to the losa say, memela Chazal can give a chiyuv midrabanan even now. Efshin, yeah. You're addressing the why. Why would Chazal give a chiyuv d'rabbanan to the katan? I'm asking a different kasha. I'm saying, how does it work if there's no losaseh that the d'rabbanan can link onto? So what gives the chacharim the koach to establish a mitzvah for the katan b'chlal? To establish a chiyuv for the katan b'chlal? The truth is, I'm not even with what you're saying, Rafi. I'm not sure that you need that time. Because the chiyuv midrabanan by a katan is because of chinuch. We want to train the katan appropriately. The question is not why the chacham put the chiyuv on the katan. The question is, what samchus do they have? What koach do the chacham have? If there's no lo sasa for the katan, so then what koach do the chacham have to put a mitzvah midrabanan on him? So I thought maybe the answer is like this. We know the Gemara in Shabbos, talking about bracha, the chiyuv of birchas hamitzvah. The Gemara asks, ve'echan tzivanu lo sasa. What does that mean? The Heichan Tzivan. Where do Chazal have the ability to call something a mitzvah? Lo Sasser is the mocha that gives Chazal the koach to create mitzvahs. Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. If I didn't have the pasuk Lo Sasser, I wouldn't know that the Chacham have such a koach. But that just establishes, that pasuk just establishes that the Chacham have a koach to create mitzvahs. Who says that the only people that they can be mechayev are people who are b'chlal Lo Sasser? Chazal have a koach on Klal Yisrael in general to establish mitzvahs. Once we know that they have a samchus, once we know that ba'ofen klali, Chazal have a koach to create something that has a shem mitzvah, so maybe they can decide who is going to be chayiv in this mitzvah. Till now we've assumed that if you're b'chlal lo sasa, then the chacham have a koach on you. But if you're not, then the chacham don't have a koach on you. Maybe lo sasa is not the specific mechayiv to the mitzvah d'rabban. Lo sasa is simply a din klali. It's a gilui milsa that the chachamim have a koach to establish mitzvahs. Without the pasuk, I wouldn't know that they can create a shem mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not sivanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mitzvah this. No. Gosasa tells me HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. So the chachamim can create a mitzvah. They can create an action that has the sa'ak. Zera, takana, that has the status of a mitzvah. But who can they be mechayev in that mitzvah? Anyone. If the person has a kedushas Yisrael, the chachamim can be mechayev that person in a mitzvah. And that's l'chora what they're doing with the katan. Lo sasa? The katan is not b'chlal a mitzvah, lo sasa. But once lo sasa tells me that chachamim have a koach to establish mitzvahs, so then they have a koach to put a mitzvah on the katan too. Maybe they have a koach to put a mitzvah on the suma. Who says you have to be mechadish that the summa is bechlal lo sases? Maybe he's not bechlal lo sases. It doesn't matter. Lo saser is a din klali that gives the chacham the koach to create mitzvahs. So once the chacham have the koach to create mitzvahs, then they can determine who's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah that they create. Efsha. Perhaps we can give that answer to try to answer the Tur Evans kasha. On those Rishonim will say that Midrabanan HaKotan really does have a chiyuv. He has a chiyuv, even though he's not b'chlal mitzvahs lo sasei. Lo sasa is not specific. That's not the mechayev in mitzvahs d'rabanan. That's just the din klali that teaches us that the chacham have a koach to create mitzvahs. But who are they mechayev in those mitzvahs? Whomever they want. If he has kedushas Yisrael, then the chacham have a koach to be mechayev that individual in mitzvahs. Mori? I hear. If you go with the other pasuk, so then, even though that pasuk is not necessarily talking about a katan, it's not talking about a katan. It just means that ask b'mesora, ask to your parents, ask to the elders. Doesn't necessarily mean a katan. Presumably, it's not talking about a katan, actually. Right? Presumably, it's talking about a gadol. It just means to ask the elders. But I hear the lashon of the pasuk sounds like you're asking the father. Maybe that's marba katan. I'm not sure that you need that. I'm not sure you need that. L'sasa could simply be a din klali to give the chachamim a koach to create mitzvahs. But once they have a koach to create mitzvahs, they can be mechayev whomever they want to be mechayev in that mitzvah. But the Turei Evan gave a different answer. He said, Rabbi Yehuda patas asuma mina mitzvahs, but that means only mitzvahs sase, not mitzvahs lo sase. Once asuma is chayev mitzvahs lo sase, so then he's chayev midrabanan as well. Because lo sasser is the mokar for all mitzvahs drabanan. The Cheshek Shlomo on the sugya offers one final answer. He says, you know, why do you have to put everything together? Right? From one step, from Rabbi Yehuda pattering summa min mitzvahs, you say that no, midrabanan is chayev in mitzvahs, and you need lo sasser in order to be chayev midrabanan. So you just whittled away the whole shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that summa is pater min mitzvahs. It turns out he's really only pater from mitzvahs asei deraisa. Comes the Cheshek Shlomo and says, you know, based on the yesod of the Achronim, that you'll say Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev summa in mitzvahs lo sase, you don't need the mitzvahs derabanan over here. You don't have to say anything more. You don't have to say anything more. You can answer the kasha of the Mordechai very, very easily. How so? Comes the Cheshek Shlomo and says, the pasuk that mentions Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim also mentions chametz. The pasuk also mentions chametz. Where does the pasuk mention chametz? This Cheshek Shlomo is in the Marakot, at the end of the Marakot, in Rav Tzal of Vilna, so he has Haoris from his brother Rav Shlomel of Vilna, who's the Cheshek Shlomo. So he says, I am b'mordechai deviraim, he said, Einalacha k'Rav Yehuda d'suma pata mikol ha-mitzvahs. The fact that we need the pasuk to exclude suma from Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim sounds like the halacha is like the chachamim, that suma really is chayav mitzvahs, because if he's pata for mitzvahs in general, what do I need a special pasuk to pater him from Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? He says, Lefidas, ha-primagodim b'psichoso, according to the primagodim, and the others, that sumas chayev alosa says, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that a sumas chayev alosa says, so then there's a simple solution, he says. Him kein shaper itztrich krol emayet depotem ilomar hagada, di lavochi havamina de chayev ishim de iskish bechad krol la'achilas chomets. Because Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and achilas chomets are connected. And how does that pasuk end? V'lo ye ochel chametz. So zochar is the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'lo ye ochel chametz is the end of the pasuk. So it says chametz in the pasuk of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zok techeshek Shlomo. I'd have a hava mina. Then maybe the summa is chayv and mitzvahs. Even Rabbi Yehuda patas summa mina mitzvahs. But here, since he's a hekesh tachilas chametz, and assume is chayev in achilas chametz. If you say that even Rabbi Yehuda admits that assume is chayev in mitzvahs lo sasei, so because he's chayev in achilas chametz, so I would think that he's chayev in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim because they're hukshu zelazeh. Sakter v'acha, no, the gzeres shava patas the summa from Haggadah. So you don't need the chiddush of the Mordechai that maybe Rav Acha is coming to pat the Summa even on a Derabbanan level. That's quite a chiddush. This is a pasuk. It's a Zera Shava. To say Rav Acha is coming to pat the Summa even on a Derabbanan level, that really is chayev and mitzvahs midrabbanan, but comes to Zera Shava and says, no, from Haggadah he's pata lagamri. That's a tremendous chiddush. The whole thing is just an asmachta ba'alma. And that's the purpose of Xeris HaKosu. Zokta Cheshek Shlomo, no, it's Xeris HaKosu Daraisa. But what do I need a real Xeris Shav, a real Xeris HaKosu Daraisa? He's Potter in HaTorah anyway. The answer is yes, he's Potter anyway. But there's a hekesh here, a hekesh between Achilas Chometz and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I think that if the Summa is Chayiv and Chometz, if he's Muzer and Achilas Chometz, so then he should be Chayiv and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hamashal and Xeris Shav, that no, he's Potter. It's part of the Minat Torah from Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is all the first line of the Gemara. Why do I need a gzera shava to pata the suma from Haggadah? It's Pashat, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he's pater from mitzvah. So either it's a raya to the chachamim, or we have different answers to say. No, even Rabbi Yehuda needs this drasha to teach us that the suma is pater. What does the Gemara say then? Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, obviously they hold the suma is chayev in Haggadah because they read Haggadah for the b'nei bayis, for the people in their homes. They read the Haggadah for the people in their homes? What does that mean? They were motzi people in the house. We said that there was a Kori Haggadah. At the time of the Gemara, there was a Kori Haggadah. The Kori Haggadah is motzi as Harabim Yidei Chavasan. They motzi the B'nai Bayis. Midin Shomer Ka'one. There's a concept of Shomer Ka'one in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what it sounds like. Right? That's what the Gemara sounds like. The Cheschinuch Smedayik from the Gemara that you see that Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim can be fulfilled by Derech Shomer Ka'one. That's clear. Because if Shomer Ka'one didn't work, forget about Suma. A regular person couldn't be Motzi his B'nai Bayis and Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So from this Gemara you see that Shomer Ka'one works by Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like by other mitzvahs atluyos bedibur. Echad Motzi Chavero b'chasam ozen. Etc. Except for a number of exceptions in the Yerushalmi, but basically mitzvah shebedibur, kiddush, a person can be motzi others in the mitzvah of kiddush, a mitzvah shebedibur. So here too, Mechas Kenach says, you see clearly from the Gemara that if not for the fact that Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were summoned, there wouldn't be a shaila. Of course, they could be motzi their b'nai bayis. It's the Mechas Kenach's diuk. What's the problem with this? Can you think of any reason why the Summa should not be able to be motzi others? Can you think of any reason why forget about Summa, why Shomer Ka'ona should not work by Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why one individual should not be able to be motzi others? So we know there's an old machlokes achronim where the Shomer Ka'ona applies in all mitzvahs shebedibur. The Beis Halevi has a famous shita that Shomer Ka'ona doesn't work by Birchas Kohanim. The one Kohen can't get up and say the Birchas Kohanim, and all the other Kohanim will just listen to him. That's the Beis Halevi's shita. And the Chazon Ish disagreed vehemently with the Beis Halevi. Chazon Ish felt that why not? Why can't one Kohen be motzi? It's no different than Kiddush. It's a mitzvah shevedibra. So if one person gets up and he says the dibur and everyone else listens to him, l'chara, that should work. That should work. So why is Birchas Kohanim any different? So the Velt says, what's the pshat? What's the machlokas, the Chazon Ish and the Beis Halevi? Benji Gadisman mentioned this a number of weeks ago, that the Beis Halevi writes beferish that since Birchas Kohanim requires kol ram, it says, kol sevarchas b'nei Yisrael omar lohem, the Kohanim speak to B'nai Yisrael, they speak to the Kohal. You need a Kol Ram. Omar Lahem means the Kol Ram. Ba'amira, loud enough that they can hear. So comes the Beis Halevi and says, Shomer Ka'ona is not going to work. What's the pshat? So the conventional approach in the yeshivas is that the Beis Halevi holds that Shomer Ka'ona can only attribute the Dibur itself to the Shomer, but not the Tanoi HaDibur, not the elements of the Dibur. Kol Ram is an element of Dibur. It's only, Shomer Ka'ona is only going to make it seem, right, halachically, we treat it as if the other individual spoke. But he spoke in a regular voice. He didn't speak Kol Ram. Moshe Lakach, there's a shayla in the Achronim, can you be Yotze, the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas? You know, the Aseres B'nei Haman are supposed to be read with one breath. So can you be Yotze that midin Shomer Ka'ona? Or not? So some say that you can't. That's why the Tzibur is makdu to read the Aseres B'nei Haman themselves. You know, the Valkori takes a pause there. They read it themselves because the Shaila is whether you can be Yotze that B'neshima Achas. He didn't Shomer Ka'ona. So what's that based on? Again, so some of the Achronim say it's based on this Yisod, that Shomer Ka'ona can work to attribute the Dibur to someone else, but the only type of Dibur that's going to be attributed is a basic Dibur, but the Halochas in the Dibur, Tnoim of the Dibur, B'neshima Achas, it's not going to be attributed. It'll be attributed that he said the Aseres B'nei Haman, but not that he said the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas. So that's how some explain that the Beis Halevi assumes that Birchas Kohanim has to be done by Kol Ram. So Shamaya Kohen is not going to work because you can't attribute the Kol Ram to the other individual. What's the Beis Halevi assuming? That Shamaya Kohen is really Kohen Mamish, it's Kedibra Mamish. You have to be able to attribute the Dibra to the other individual. So if the Tznoim of the Dibra are not going to be attributed to the Shomea, so then he's not going to be able to be Yosef. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, you misunderstood the whole idea of Shomea Kohen Bechlal. The Chazon Ish says that the purpose of Shomea Kohen is simply to link up with the Mashmia, that the Shomea links up with the Onen. It's not that the Shomea is actually Medaber. We're not transferring the Dibur from the Mashmia to the Shomea. We're simply linking up. The Shomea is linking up with the Mashmia. So if the Mashmia is Yotze, then the Shomea can be Yotze as well. It's not that Shomea Ka'ona literally means that the Shomea is like a Medaber. He's not a Medaber. He's only linking up to the Mashmia. So as long as the Mashmia is speaking the Kol Ram, as long as the Kohen HaMashmiah is speaking B'Kol Ram, then the Shomea can be Yotze the Birchas Kohanim too. Aye, but the Shomea didn't speak B'Kol Ram. No, but he listened to someone who is speaking B'Kol Ram. If you have to attribute the Dibur to the Shomea, so then if we're not going to attribute the Tzanoi Adibur to the Shomea, it turns out that he was Medaber Midin Shomea Kohen, but he wasn't Medaber B'Kol Ram. But if we don't have to attribute the Tzanoi Adibur to the Shomea, if we simply link the Shomea to the Mashmia, so then if the Mashmia was Yotzi with all of the Tznoim of the Mitzvah that he needs, so then the Shomea is going to be Yotzi as well. Heaven She'inyan Shomea Ka'ona Hu His Achdus HaShomea VaHaMashmia Ze B'Dibur VeZe B'Shmia Che Mesiachis Gam HaDibur LeMitzvah HaShomea Lochein Ab Mitzvah She'en Yotzi B'Dibur Koldehu Ela Shetzorach Tznoim B'Dibur Mikol Makom Yotzi B'Shmia. The Chazon Ish says, what does it matter that there are Tznoim and Adibur? So what? But the Shomea is linking up to the Mashmia. So if the Mashmia does the mitzvah with all the Tznoim of the Adibur, if he does the Kedasu Kedin, so then the Shomea is going to be Yotze as well. What's the Raya of the Chazon Ish against the Beis Halevi? What's his Raya that clearly Shomea Kohen is simply linking the Shomea to the Mashmia? His Raya is from the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. He says, what's the din? That the Shomea can listen to the Balkori reading the Megillah, and he's Yotze. The Balkori is reading Mitoch HaKsav, and the Shomea is just listening. He's listening. He doesn't need a Megillah in front of him. And even if he has a Chumash in front of him, it's not Mitoch HaSefer, it's not Mitoch HaKlap, but he doesn't even need a Chumash. He can just listen. As long as he can concentrate, he can listen. What's the listening going to do? If Karal Peh, if you read the Megillah by heart, you're not going to be Yotze. So why should the Shomea be any different than a Balkori who's Karal Peh? If the Balkori read the Megillah by heart, he wouldn't be Yotze. So the Shomea, who listens to the Balkori reading it, it's like he's reading by heart. Because maybe the Shmia attributes the Dibur of the Balkori to the Shomea, but the Kriya Mitoch HaSefer, he's not Kori Mitoch HaSefer. That's not part of the Dibur. That's a Tanai of the Dibur. That's an element, an extra element, that he's not only being Medaber, but he's Medaber Mitoch HaKsav. But we can't attribute that to the Shomea. We can attribute that to the Shomea. So how can the Shomea be Yotze the mitzvah of Megillah if he's not listening Mitoch HaKsav? Again, if he's listening from the Megillah, so then that's fine. Then he has the Dibur, he has the Shmia Mitoch HaKsav, and everything is fine. But if he's just listening Stam, so how can he be Yotze? It's up to Chazon Ish. You see that Shomea Ka'one is not attributing the Dibur to the Shomea, but rather it's linking the Shomea to the Mashmia. There's a Hisachdus of the Mashmia and the Shomea. So as long as the Mashmia is Korei Mitoch HaKsav, then the Shomea can be Yotze as well. That's the Chazon Ish's Raya. He says, based on this, I think it could be Docha, the sheet of the Beis Halevi. Because you don't have to attribute the Dibur without the Tznoi HaDibur to the Shomea. No, as long as the Mashmia is being Yotze, then that's sufficient. It's a good Raya. So what's the Beis Halevi going to respond? So the Stipler in Brachas suggests that maybe the conventional wisdom in the Beis Halevi is not correct. Maybe the Beis Halevi had something else in mind. Again, the Beis Halevi's yesod is that since you need Kol Ram and Birchas Kohanim, Shomea Kohen is not going to work. What does that mean? That means because you need Kol Ram, therefore Shomea Kohen is not going to work. But you're connecting with the Mashmia. So once you're connecting with the Mashmia, if the Mashmia is Yotze, shouldn't the Shomea be Yotze as well? The Stipler suggests that maybe what the Beis Halevi has in mind is that in the mitzvah bein adam lachaveiro, meaning a mitzvah shebedibur, that involves someone else, that you have to do with someone else, so Shomea Ka'ona can't work for that. That's what Kol Ram means. You have to create a relationship between the Kohen, who's the Mashmiah, the Kohen who's the Mevorech, and the Yisrael, who's the Misbarech. So to create a connection between the two, obviously the person has to speak himself. You can connect the Shomea and the Mashmiya from Hein Pizmorta. Right? Connect the Shomea with the Mashmiya from tonight till tomorrow. What's it going to do for you? Al Pidin. Now he's connected to the Mashmiya. But is there a connection between the Mevarech and the Misbarech? Is there a connection between the Kohen who's listening and the call? No, he's just listening. He's not speaking. The whole idea of Kol Ram is that there has to be a connection created between the Mevarech and the Misbarech. But that can't happen through Shomea Ka'ona. That's the Vart of the Beis HaLevi. Even if you assume Shomea Ka'ona is not attributing the Dibur of the Mashmiya to the Shomea. It's not like the Shomea is actually Medaber himself. But rather, you're simply linking the Shomea to the Mashmiya. And if the Mashmiya is Yotze, then the Shomea can be Yotze as well. But by this kind of a mitzvah, by the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, it's not enough to link to the Mashmiya. The Shomea has to link to the tzibur, to the call, and he can't link to them through Shomea Ka'ona. That's why Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work by Birchas Kohanim. So even if you'll tell me that Shomea Ka'ona is not attributing the Dibur Mamish to the Shomea, still it's not going to work by Birchas Kohanim, because there's no relationship that's created between the Kohen and the tzibur as a result of the Shmir. So the problem is that if we assume like the Chazon Ish, that the whole idea of Shomea Ka'ona is that the Shomea has to link up to the Mashmiya, and as long as the Mashmiya is Yotze, then the Shomea can be Yotze as well. So then presumably in Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shomea Ka'ona should work. Because the Chazon Ish says that whenever you link up to the Mashmiya, then that's sufficient for the Shomea to be Yotze as well. But if you hold like the Beis HaLevi, if you say that a mitzvah that involves someone else, Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work, so how can Shomea Ka'ona work by Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's the question. The Higadat HaLevincha tells me that you have to be Mesaper to the child. You have to be Mesaper to the child. Shomea Ka'ona is not going to work, shouldn't be able to work according to the Beis HaLevi, because Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah between the Mesaper and the one that you're telling to. You're telling the story to. It's not just talking to oneself. So just like the Beis HaLevi says that Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work by Birchas Ka'onim, it shouldn't work by Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim either. It's Docha Pele. It's a kash against the Beis HaLevi. This is Taka kash against the Beis HaLevi. It's Mamash a Gemara. It's a Gemara. It's like Megillah. Megillah is also a Gemara. But L'chora, this is really a good kash against the Beis HaLevi. So this is a kasha that Rav Tzipa Safrank has. He doesn't formulate it quite this way, but this is basically the kasha that he's asking. He quotes that the Sefer, the Shevach Pesach, I never heard of this Sefer. In the Sefer Shevach Pesach, he writes that Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work for Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mishum shachiyav hu lahagid la'acherim, kama shakosav v'higanat ha'levincha. Mamish this word, in five words. He's basically saying the stipulous part within the Beis HaLevi. That any mitzvah that involves two different people, you're doing it to someone else, you're being medaber to someone else, you can't say Shomea Ka'ona on that. That's basically what the Beis HaLevi is saying, l'gabi birchas ka'ona. So the Sefer Shevach Pesach says, by Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shomea Ka'ona can't work either, because v'higadat ha'levincha means that Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah of parent to child, father to child. So you can't say Shomea Ka'ona. Someone else is going to be mashmiya, and you're teaching the child, you're speaking to the child. You're not speaking to the child. He's the only one who's speaking to the child. So how can Shomea Ka'ona work over you? So that's what he says. The Sefer Shevach Pesach says that Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work by Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they all jump on him. The Har Tzvi quotes that the Achronim jump on him. Where do they jump from? From our Gemara. Because Chinuch Raya, our Gemara says beferish that Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim you can be Yotzi midin Shomea Ka'ona. It's Mamash Apella on the Shevach Pesach. I don't know who the author of the Shevach Pesach is. It's Mamash Apella against him. It's Docha Gemara. The Baal Chikrei Leiv asks on the Shevach Pesach that the Chorot's against the Gemara. But this is the longest of the Shabbat. The Shabbat Pesach is sitting pretty. I mean, he's right. Chori, he's right. Kash is on the Gemara. Kash is not on the Gemara. The Kash is on the Shabbat Pesach. So what's the answer? What's the answer to the Chikrei Leiv's Kash against the Shabbat Pesach from the Gemara on Kuf Dezayin? So Rav Tzipa Safrank and the Har Tzvi wants to suggest an answer. What do you think? Anyone who didn't see the Har Tzvi yet, what do you think? You know the answer to this question. From everything that we've spoken about CPC system, you should be able to figure out what the answer to this kasha is. What's the answer? What's the answer? All right. You can be yotzei with? No, but even if we can be yotzei with Zechira Ba'alma, but you still have to say it to the child. It's just you don't have to elaborate. That's a further machlokas if you have to elaborate, Pesach Matzimara, etc. But no one would say that you don't have to tell the child. That's Dacha Braisa, the Gemara and Daf Kuftez Zainam and Aleph. In Chacham Beno Shaola, right? In Chacham Beno Shaola. And if not, then Ishto Shaola. So in Tamid HaChacham, Masholim Zeh Zeh. What does the Braisa say after that? What does the Braisa say after that? Vimod? Even Beinola Veinatzman, he can be Sholos Atzman. He doesn't have a son. Zokto Sipir Safrayim. But the Evid, a person can be Yotze Sipir Tzir Safrayim even without Vihigata Talavincha. Vihigata Talavincha is a Lechatchila. That's the best way to be Yotze. But the Braisa said, there are Psukim, the Mechilta has a Posuk, that even Beinola Veinatzman, you still have Sipir Tzir Safrayim. It's not the ideal. It's not the ideal, but it's not Ma'akev. Mechlal shenemer v'hoye ki yishalcha bincha beino levein atzmo minayin tamalomer v'yomer Moshe zocher es hayom hazeh. Zocher es hayom hazeh tells me that even if the child doesn't ask, there's still a mitzvah of Sipir Yitzchak beino levein atzmo. Zocher es Sipir Safrayim. You see that even though Sipir Yitzchak l'chadchil is supposed to be a mitzvah beino levein chavero, but b'diyevet it doesn't have to be. So b'diyevet it doesn't have to be. It makes sense that shomea kohanah should work. Because you can be Yotze the mitzvah that way. You can be Yotze the mitzvah. Even if l'chadchila, maybe you're not going to be Yotze, but b'dieved you are Yotze. So if you're Yotze b'dieved, then you're not going to have to do the mitzvah again. Maybe it's better not to use Shomer Ka'ona, but... is it better not to use Shomer Ka'ona? If b'dieved you can be Yotze... If b'dieved you can be Yotze... Beino levein atzma... So is Shomea Ka'ona going to work? If you have a son there, right? If you have a child there, will you be Yotze the din l'chadchila through Shomea Ka'ona? You see, what I'm grappling with is if you're not going to be Yotze the din l'chadchila, so then the question comes back. Why in Kuf Tesan? Why did Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, why did they read the Haggadah for their B'nai Bais? Why does the Kore Haggadah read the Haggadah for the B'nai Bais? They should be Yotze l'chadchila. Should be Yotze l'chadchila by reading it themselves. But they were the balabatim. They were the ones in charge of teaching the children. So they spoke to the children. Everyone else had the other chiyuv. So they read the Haggadah for the tzibur, and they Yotze their chiyuv, v'higadata levincha, and everyone else is Yotze the lesser chiyuv, because they don't have a mitzvah to tell someone else necessarily. I don't know, it's interesting. It's still a little shver. Ephraim. Absolutely. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah l'chadchila to tell your son, but the mitzvah of Sipir Tzir Safrayim you will fulfill. That's from the Pasuk of Zohar. Right, but the question... No, you're certainly going to be Yotze something, but the question is, if you use Shomer Ka'ona, then the mitzvah l'chadchila you're not going to be Yotze. You'll be Yotze a mitzvah b'di'evet, but why should I use Shomer Ka'ona if it's not a l'chadchila fulfillment of the mitzvah? Right? That's the kasha that I'm grappling with on the end. Did you have something to say, Woody? That's the kasha you had on? But that Sipir Tzir Safrayim is dafka levincha, as opposed to zechira. So you're saying if someone else someone else is only going to hear the Shomer Ka'oneh fulfillment of Tzibiyus Yetzer Hatzayim, so then it's like Zechiras Yetzer Hatzayim. He's not doing anything more than Zechira. That's what you're asking? I'm not beholden to the Minchas Chinuch. I mean, this answer obviously is not assuming like that Minchas Chinuch. I hear you, Tanya. Right? This answer is not assuming like that. This answer would be assuming what? Reb Chaim. Right? Reb Chaim holds that there are all the differences between Zechira and Sipur, Maschil Begnusim Sain B'Shevach, and Pesach Matzamara, and that everyone else is listening to. Right? So you'll be able to fulfill Sipur. The Chinuch between Zechira and Sipur, I'm not so troubled with. But the fact that you'll rely on this b'di'evid, the fact that Shomer Kohona works b'di'evid for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, okay, l'chatchila though it's not going to work. L'chatchila you're supposed to be telling someone else. The lashon of Tzipras Avraham Kaz is even though l'chatchila you're supposed to be telling someone else, but since b'di'evid you can be yotzei, so therefore Shomer Kohona is going to work. I'm not exactly sure why it's the... why it's best, why it's l'chatchila to use Shomei HaKa'ona. L'chatchila, l'chora, according to the Beis HaLevi, you shouldn't be using Shomei HaKa'ona because any mitzvah that involves someone else, you should be yotzei with your own dibur and not by linking up to someone else. But we could still explain that you can be yotzei. Right? The idea that Shomei HaKa'ona can work through CPS Yisrael Zayim, that does make sense because b'di'evid, even if you're not going to say to someone else, even Ben Olav Ein Atzma, there's a mitzvah CPS Yisrael Zayim as well.